Cress, brother and sister. Elmshaven Street, Helena, California, July 29, 1901. Dear brother and sister Cress, we were pleased, so very much pleased, to hear that you are improving. The Lord bless and strengthen and save you to be God's worker in this cause. I read in one of my articles, that had been copied, a place where I advised unfermented wine, but it read fermented. It frightened me, because I would not advise such a thing. Therefore, I beg this be corrected in the letter sent to you, so that others shall not see this and take advantage of it and tell that Senior White recommended fermented wine. I do not recommend any such thing. Although I would, in your place, seek to change the food you depend on as your diet, and when you speak moderately a short time without injuring you, then be exceedingly careful not to go far beyond your strength. Take on no disagreeable burdens. Bring all the sunshine possible into your life, all the sweetness and fervency of the life of God. Eat of His flesh, drink of His blood, and you will have eternal life. Be not cast down. The Lord loves you and holds your right hand. But there is no safety in exposures. Ye are laborers together with God, and His presence must be magnified. Oh, that we might glorify Him who is life, eternal life, to all who believe. Talk this, my brother, write it. The great duty of man to his fellow man is to avoid hasty judgment. Oh, the great golden rule of love, how we need it to make our churches, so that individually the members of the church should become consecrated vessels unto honor in doing the Lord's service. We are always to do unto others as we would others should do unto us. Oh, how our Savior desires to see us individually experiencing in words and deeds the kindness and gentleness of Himself, the mutual, tender, Christian courtesy for one another, the mutual affection which Christ would rejoice to see one for the other. No jealousies, no fault-finding, no harsh expressions, no harsh judgment, because we can thus represent Christ. He has given us the example in His own life, in His own practice. How very happy we would be if we had the love that thinketh no evil, beareth all things, endureth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things. In love.